Today's daf is Bechoris daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah on the very top of daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And once again, a very special thank you to Rabbi Yitzi Steinmetz and Jerusalem Estates at Schneller for hosting this daf and the few dafen that we had the schus to learn together in Eretz Yisrael. So the topic again is the halachos of petach chamor. The Torah says that if somebody has a chamor, that chamor gives birth to a bechor. The bechor has kedusha, but whereas with regards to a bechor of a behemoth tahira, the chiyuv would be to take the animal and hand it over to the kohen, for the kohen to then take the animal, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and be makriv it as a carbon. The chamor, being that it's a behemoth tameya, it itself does not have any intrinsic kedusha. Its kedushas bechor is merely kedushas daman. What that means is you need to take the kedusha that the chamor has, transfer it onto a kosher animal, specifically a seh, take the seh, give it to a kohen. The kohen's allowed to do whatever he wants to do with the seh. The Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph discussed the broader definition of what seh means. In other words, the Torah says, "Upetach chamor tifte b'seh." You know it says it twice, but twice the Torah says that you have to take the chamor and be poided with the seh. And the Mishnah said that the definition of seh is min akvasim uminoizim, either from sheep or goats, zachor nekeva, it could be a male or a female, gadol v'katan, it could be a very big seh, or it could be a small seh, how small, afilu patruza bazdanka, tamimu b'amum, it could even be a b'amum. Now this Mishnah and Afid Beis Amud Aleph discusses some of the things that a seh cannot be. Says the Mishnah, "Ein poidin loy be'egel." You're not going to be poided the chamor with an egel. V'loy bechaya, loy beshchuta, not with a seh. That is shachut. V'loy betreifa or a treifa. V'loy bekalayim, nor if it is a mixture of kalayim. In other words, let's say the seh was a product of a sheep and a goat. A sheep is kosher for seh, and a goat is kosher for seh. But if this animal is a product of both, it's kalayim, the loch is it's not okay. For loy bekvi, additionally, you can't use a kvi. But Beleza mata bekalayim, Beleza says kalayim is okay, mipnei shu seh. Because at the end of the day, as long as the parents of this seh are both species that are kosher for seh, either sheep or goat, so at the end of the day, there's no reason that the child shouldn't be good. V'oisa b'kvi, Rabbi Eliezer says that a kvi is not okay. Incidentally, whenever you have the loch of kvi, you always have a sheet that's Rabbi Eliezer. Mipnei shehu safik, because at the end of the day, the kvi is a suffix. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Tanakama that the kvi is not okay. He argues, as it relates to kalayim, this will be important in the Gemara. Nasna l'kayin, let's say, instead of being poid to the petach hamar with a set and giving the set to the kayin, you decided to give the petach hamar directly to the kayin, says the Mishnah in a kayin rashoy l'kayim, the kayin's not allowed to the petach hamor, actually afresh set tachtov until he himself is poide with the set. So ideally, you're supposed to be poide with the set. In the event that you gave the petach hamor to the kohen, sol kedai techamino, let the kohen keep the petach hamor for himself. Says the Mishnah very clearly that that's not an option. Zok to gemar masnis en mani. We have a stam Mishnah that says ein poidon loy be'egav loy bechay loy beshchuta loy betreifa v'loy bekalayim v'loy bekvi. Who's the tan of the stam Mishnah? So usually stam Mishnah is Rameir, Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, this stam Mishnah is Ben Bagbag. The Tanya we went to the Braisa, Ben Bagbag Omer of Pirkei Avos fame. Hafoichba v'afoichba the kulaba. Nemakan, it says here with regards to Allah Chaspatak Chamor Tifte Beset v'nevel halon, and it says regarding the Korban Pesach that it had to be a seh tamim zochar ben shana yia. The point is that you have the halacha of seh regarding petach hamar. You find seh as being the criteria for the animal that will be brought as the Karban Pesach, malahalon. Just like said by Karban Pesach is prat l'chol Hashem misalalu, it can't be an egel or a chaya or a shchut or a treifa, klaim or a kvi, meaning those animals are nisma'it from being kosher for a Karban Pesach. Why? Because it says seh, afkan prat l'chol Hashem misalalu. So to where it says seh, regarding Petach Hamar, it means v'loy be'egel, v'loy be'chaya, v'loy be'shchuta, v'loy be'treifa, v'loy be'klaim, v'loy be'kvi. So our stam Mishnah is mefurish in a braisa. The braisa has a makar, the braisa also has a name. The name, the Tana, the Brice is Ben Bagbag, the Makar is, he learned Xer Shavu, Seh from Karban Pesach. Great, the Gemara, an obvious question. Malahalon, if you're telling me now that what governs Petach Hamar is whatever's kosher for Korban Pesach is kosher for Petach Hamar. Then why don't we say that just like the Korban Pesach has to be a Zohar, not an Akeva, it has to be a Tomim, not a Balmum, Uben Shana, it has to be within a year old. Afkan, so too, for the halacha of Petach Hamar, Tifta Besel, we should say Zohar, Tomim, Uben Shana, Zohar, Tigmar, Tomim, Tifta, Tifta, Riba. It says the word Tifta twice it says in the Torah that Petach Hamar, Tifta Besel, and from the extra Tifta, we're Marba, that even things that you would have thought should be Nesma'it, from Seseh are included, and that's how you know that it could be even in a keva, doesn't have to be a tamim, doesn't have to be a bench on a freight to Gemara, eat tifta tifta ribo. I feel like a lani nami, someone of shach, if you're going to be marble from tifta tifta, let's be marble, an eagle or a chaya, a shkuta, a treifa, zok to Gemara, kain seseh mahanila, you have seseh. Point is that you have to reconcile on the one hand seseh, which was memait, anything that's not kosher for carbon pesach, tifta tifta, which is marba. How do you reconcile it? So you have the two mishnayos that we spoke at in the introduction. You have the mishnah daftes that is marba, even things that are not kosher for carbon pesach because of tifta tifta. You have the mishnah daf yud beis that's memait things that are not kosher for carbon pesach. The way Rashi explains the Gemara that the hagdara of what to be marba from tifta tifta and what to be memait from seh is seh is memait anything that's not a seh. So an eagle is not a seh. A chaya is not a seh. Once it's shchuta, it's not a seh either. Treifa, we look at it as if it's dead, so we look at it if it's shchuta already. It's not seh. Kalayim and kvi are not seh. As opposed to an akeva is still a seh. Just because it's not a year old, it's still a seh. Just because it has a mum, it's still a seh. So whatever's negeya, the very intrinsic definition of the word seh, is nisma'it from seh seh. Anything that is a seh, but for whatever reason is nisma'it as it relates to Karban Pesach, when it comes to Petach Hamar, it's Nisrabu from Tifta Tifta. It's another example of where Mesechtes Chulin meets Mesechtes Bechairis. So is a Ben Pekuah, which is of course an animal that was found alive inside the rechem of its mother after the mother had a proper shechita. So you did a proper shechita with the mother, shechitas chulin, and now you found this live animal. So the question is, could this ben pakua, assuming it's a seh, could it be used for pinyan petach hamar, or could it not be used for pinyan petach hamar? Zok to Gemara Geshmak. Ali b'di Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, in Perek Bein Ma'amakash, aliti bo'yulach, give them a Rav Meir ben pakua ton shechita. Rav Meir holds that there's no yichus to a ben pakua. Ben pakua needs shechita, just like any animal needs shechita. So according to Rav Meir, being that it needs shchita semayo, it's a regular set. So there's no reason in the world to think that it shouldn't be kosher for Petach Hamar. Kiti boy lachad be rabban. The question is going to rabban. Damn, shchita simim matan rasoi. According to rabban, that hold that a ben pekua does not need its own shchita because the shchita of the mother was metahir. It worked for the child itself. Do we say that being that it doesn't need shchita, we look at it as if it's shachet already? So it's like a shchuta. What did the Mishnah say? Ain poidin loy beegel loy be. So based on the halach of the Mishnah, which we said is learnt out seseh ben bagbagi, so maybe it should be excluded. At the end of the day, the animal's running around, it's making noise, it's a live animal, it has a din of a shchuta, but it's not physically a shchuta, meaning shchuta is nesmai. Why? Because seseh, you can't use a shchuta for the Karban Pesach, it's not a seh anymore. So if that's the case, it's not going to be kosher for Petach Hamar. What about a ben pakua? On the one hand, it is a seh still, because it's running around like a seh, but then again, it has a din shchuta, it certainly can't be used for a Karban Pesach, according to the Rabbanim. According to Rav Meir, there's no yichus to a ben pakua. The question is, according to the Rabbanim, it says the Gemara, bottom line, Marzucho ama'im poidim, Rav Ashi ama'poidim. It was machlokes amira, Marzucho said you can't use it. Ashi says you could use it. Amalei Rav Ashi l'Mazutra. Rav Ashi, who said poidin, told Mazutra, who said ain poidin, my daitech li'alvas mi'pesach. I know why you think it's a problem, presumably, because the whole makar to the halachas of our Mishnah is learned out from Karban Pesach. So imal lahal and zachar tamu, so meaning, and just like a ben pakua is not okay to be used for a Karban Pesach, so it shouldn't be used for Petach Hamar either. But he said, if that's the case, imal lahal and zachar tamu ben chana, afkan zachar tamu ben chana. But if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be memayit a ben pakua because it's not okay for Karban Pesach, so then you should be memayit zachar tamu ben chana because it's not okay for Karban Pesach either. So he told him back, like the Gemara said previously, no, tifta tifta riba. For that, I have a riba. E tifta tifta riba, I feel a ben pakua. Now, I mean, why aren't you marba ben pakua as well? The point is, at the end of the day, that was the shaila. The shaila amongst the Amba Yiroim, between Mar Zutra and Rav Ashi was, should Ben Pekua fall into things that are nisma'it from being able to be used for Petach Hamar because of Seseh? Ben Pekua can't be used for Karban Pesach. It's like a Shchuta, so it should be nisma'it from Seseh. Or does it fall into the category of things that are nisraba from the Riboy of Tifta? Ibaylu, another Shaila. Ma'u liftois benidma. Can you use an animal that's a nidma? Now the Mishnah discussed Kalayim. Kalayim is when you take two animals that are of different species, they mate, they have a child. That child is a product of two different species, it's Kalayim. Nidma is where the parents were of the same species. The animal just came out looking different. That was with the sugis in the beginning of Masechtas Bechorah. So we discussed the Nidma as it relates to the Petach Hamar itself. Does a Nidma have Kedusha for Bechor Behema Tehoira, Bechor Behema Tameya? But this is a different question. Here we're discussing whether the set that's being used to be paid of the Petach Hamar, could it be a Nidma? Meaning the Mishnah Daf Hei Amud Beis, that discussed whether the Hamar itself was a Nidma. So if the Hamar itself is a Nidma, then the Mishnah said it doesn't have any Kedushas Bechar. Here we're discussing whether the Hamar is a very nice Hamar. The question is, can I use a set that's a Nidma to be poida this chamor? So chamor that's a nidma, that's dafin in the beginning of Masechtas Bechorah. Mishnayos and Braises, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, some of the dafin that we learned together. This is already a different question. This is a question as it relates to the seh. This is an ibayilhu that's tucked away in the middle of the yomid on daf yud beis amid aleph. So that's the question. Ma'u liftos benidma. Pasuk tigmar. Leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, loiti bayilo. Kash to bekalayim parkidim in the ibayil. Rabbi Eliezer argued with one halacha with the Tanakhama. He said, I agree you can't be poida with an egel or a chay or a shchut or a treif or a kvi. But kalayim you could. He said, why? Because both parents are okay. So both parents are okay. What do I care that the father's a sheep and the mother's a goat? At the end of the day, a sheep and a goat are both kosher minim. So if Rabbi Eliezer holds kalayim is okay, for sure nidma is going to be okay. Kiti boilach, what's the Gemara Shailo? Alibi de Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, who say kalayim is not okay. Thus the question, big kalayim, who delay parkinim and nidma parkinim? Do you say that nidma is not as bad as kalayim? So kalayim is not okay, but nidma is okay? Or maybe there's no difference. If kalayim is not okay, nidma is not okay. So the Gemara Toshma, parasha yoldim in eis, ain't poiden. A para that gave birth to an ace, a cow gave birth to a goat. The halacha is, you can't use that ace, that goat, although a goat is usually okay to be paid to the Petach Hamar, not a goat whose mother's a para. Now it sounds like her rachel shayaldim in ace paidim. If the mother would be a sheep, you would be able to be paid. Because if the halacha is that you can't be paid even when the mother's a sheep, say even a bigger chiddush, even when, if the mother's a cow, it's a lesser chiddush that you can't use it. Because a cow has no shaychis to pigyon Petach Hamar. It would make more sense to say, if you wanted to say the bigger chiddush, that if the mother's a sheep, which is okay for pigyon Petach Hamar, and it gave birth to a goat, then you still can't be poida. From the fact that the Braisa didn't say that, from the fact that the Braisa said para sheyaldim ineis, and it didn't say racha sheyaldim ineis, it sounds like fakir. Only para sheyaldim ineis, because the mother is out, the halach is ain't poidin. Haracha sheyaldim ineis poida. Figmar mani, who's the Tana of this Braisa? Meaning, who's the Tana that needed to say the diik of Harachel Shayalda Minei's Pait? Ilim Rabbi Eliezer, is it Rabbi Eliezer? Habe Kalayim Nami Parkina. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, you can be paid with Kalayim. If you can be paid with Kalayim, for sure you can be paid with a Nidma. For sure you can be paid where a Rachel gave birth to an Ace. You wouldn't need the Braisa to say that. El Rabbani, must be it's the Rabbanon talking. And what do you see? That even though the Rabbanon hold Kalayim is not okay, Nidma is okay. As long as it's a Parash. As long as it's a rach shi'aldamanez and not a parish shi'aldamanez, but the Gemara says, like, loy, Rabbi Eliezer, really, I'll tell you, the price is Rabbi Eliezer. And he goofed come out shmalon. The chiddush that Rabbi Eliezer was coming to say was not the diik, but the chiddush was what he actually said. Kamash Malon, the parish Yaldamanez ain't paid him. Why? Loy Tame don't think the Labasri did that. There would have been a Havamin that even a parish Yaldamanez is okay. Because at the end of the day, maybe you don't have to look at the mother at all. Look at the animal that you're using. Da'ye is ma'ayu. At the end of the day, it's a goat. Ella Zulbasar Ime, that's a chiddush that you have to look at the mother. Hi, Egel, who in the million that the mother's an Egel, therefore it's not okay. But the point is, the chiddush is not the diuk. The chiddush is, sometimes the chiddush is what we said, right? Sometimes you don't have to be such a lamdan. Says, what's the chiddush? Oh, it must be the diuk. No. The chiddush is what the Braisa says. Parashi all the minays ain't paidin. You're right. There's no chiddush in the diuk, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But you have no raya that the Tana of this Braisa is the Rabbanah. Maybe the Tana of the Braisa is really Rabbi Eliezer. And Kamash Malon, that Parashi all the minays, the halacha is ain't paidin. And it's only according to Rabbi Eliezer that Rachel Shayal the minays paidin. If Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kalayim is okay, then Nidban's for sure going to be okay. But as it relates to the Rabbanan, who hold that Kalayim is not okay, so it's not clear. Maybe Nidma is okay. So Gemara Tashma. Again, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, if according to the Rabbanan, who hold that set, that's the product of Kalayim, both parents are okay to be used for Pinyan Patach Amar. But this is the product of two different species. It's not okay, the Mishnah says, according to the Chachamim. What about Nidma? What about a Rachel Sheyolda Min Eiz? Okay or not okay? It's for sure in Svara better than Kalayim. Question is it better Lamaisa, Lahalacha, or is it not better? Toshman, Tony Rabbi Bar Shmuel, is that Kalayim? What's the definition of Kalayim? Rachel Sheyolda Min Eiz? For Aviv Seh, Freak the Gemara, Aviv Seh, Kalayim, Nidmu, it's not true. The Seh and the Rachel, they're the same species. So if they gave birth to an Eiz, it's not Kalayim. It's Nidma El. Ezehu Domi Le Kalayim. What's an example of an animal that's similar to Kalayim? In other words, the Shavu Rabbanon Ki Kalayim. Rachel Sheyolda Min Eiz Va'aviv Seh. In other words, what the Brice is saying is that a Nidma is like Kalayim. That's essentially what the Brice is saying. So Gemara Laman. With regards to what Halach and Shulchan Aruch is this Brice to discuss? Eva Kachim. Is it coming with regards to Kachim? In other words, coming to say that just like why Kachim Kalayim is possible, so too Nidma is possible. That's the Chiddush of this Brisa. Meaning, there's something called a Nidma, which is similar to Kalayim. Shavu Rabbanu Kil Kalayim. Just like Kalayim is possible for Kachim, can't put Kalayim on the Mizbeach, so too you can't put Nidma on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, you don't need Shavu Rabbanu on the Nidma Ki Kalayim to tell me that you can't put Nidma on the Mizbeach. Why? Mehecha de Memayit Kalayim, Mehasa Memayit Nidma. In fact, the same Makar that teaches me that Kalayim can't go on with that teaches me in the Tanya, learn to the Brayso. So it says in the Torah, Shor, Oy Kese, Prada Kalayim. Then it says, Oy Eis, Prada Nidma. So the same Pasuk, it's the same Drashos. I need a Brayso to tell me, just like Kalayim, so to Nidma. So if I know Kalayim, I don't know Nidma. Shavu Rabbana, the Nidma. No, it's the same Makar. So obviously the Brayso is not discussing Kachem. Because if it was discussing Kachim, it wouldn't be Shavu Rabbanu L'Nidma Ki Kalayim. So maybe it's talking about Halachas of Bechar. And that's the Braisa. That Nidma is possible to Bechar. So the Gemara, I don't need Shavu Rabbanu for that either. Ach Bechar Shoy, Am Rachman, Ajay Hu Shor Bechar Shor. We went through this in length. Dav Heim Ed Beis, Dav Vav Amin Aleph. Elo, so the Gemara, the Meiser. Maybe it's coming to teach me Meiser. It's coming to teach me that just like Kalayim is not okay for Meiser, Nidma is also not okay for Meiser Behem. The Gemara says, I don't need Shavu Rabbanu for that either. Because Tachas Tachas Mikotchim Gomer, there's a Gzer Shavu that learns Maisa Behema from Kachem. And if Nidma is not okay for Kachem, it shouldn't be okay for Maisa Behema either. So Gemara says, Elo lepetach amar. Oh, maybe it's coming for petach amar. I don't know what else to use this Brisa for. And it's coming for petach amar. What is the Brisa saying? That just like Kalayim is not okay, so too Nidma is not okay. Shavu Rabbanu L'Nidma Ki Kalayim. Now, obviously, we're going according to the Chachamim. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kalayim is okay. So we're going according to the Chachamim. Even before Shavu Brisa, that Nidma is not okay. So we had a Shaila. Kalayim is not okay. What about Nidma? Nidma is better than Kalayim. So is it better lahalocha also? Can I use it for the seh that I want to be poyda my chamar with? Or not? I have a Brisa. Now, I don't really have a brisa. I just have a brisa that says, Shavu Rabbanu L'Nidma Mekikalai. But it's coming to teach me some halachic concept, and I don't know what. Kachin, I don't need it for. Bechar, I don't need it for. Maisa Behem, I don't need it for. But the Gemara says, Loi. La'olam, if all you have is process of elimination, it's not mochach. Maybe this brisa is coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me the halachas of maisa. What's the kasha? Meiser, I know Meiser, I can't use Nidma. Because once I can't use Nidma for Kachem, I can't use it for Meiser either. Mara says, Hach Mayaskinon, Kanchiyesh, but Mixa Simonim. It wasn't a regular Nidma. This was a Nidma that had some Simonim like the mother. Okay, now the team I would have thought, Avor mi Bechor. This is Xer Shava that compares the Alochas of Meiser to the Alochas of Bechor. Thus, I would have thought, just like Bechor, we saw it. If it has Mixa Simonim like the mother, it can be used. Machlokes Rav Shimon needs Rosh Verubay. But according to the Chacham, a Mikta Simon already makes a Shaykh to Bechor. So I would have thought that for Maisa Behema, a Nidma that has Mikta Simon is also Shaykh to Maisa Behema. Kamash Malon, Tachas, Tachas, Mikachim Gomar. Kamash Malon, not that way. So the halacha of Shavu Rabbanan is Nige Maisa Behema, maybe. Not Petach Amar. What do I need Xer Shava for? I don't need Xer Shava for a regular Nidma. I mean, I don't need a Shavu Rabbanan for a regular Nidma. Because for regular Nidma, I have Gzeir Shava Tachas Tachas. I need this Shavu Rabbanan for a case where I'm not sure whether I should learn it from Kachim or maybe learn it from Bechar. Because by Bechar, there's a new Chiddush that if it has Mikta Simonim, a Nidma has Kedushas Bechar. Now that's a Chiddush you have by Bechar, you don't have it by Kachim. So what do I do with Meiser? On the one hand, I have Tachas Tachas mi Kachim, I have Avar Avar mi Bechar. Kamash Belon de Breisa, Shavu Rabbanan, a Nidma that has Mikta Simonim, like its mother, by Meiser Behema. kachim, that just like by kachim you couldn't put it on the mizbeach, so too it wouldn't have any kedushas ma'isa behema either. Yibayla, one final yibayla. Ma'u liftois bepsule hamuktashim. Could you be poida petach amar with a seh that's psule hamuktashim? So psule hamuktashim is really going to be the topic of the daf in the second parak. There's going to be some difficult kachim sugyas that relate to psule hamikdashim. So there we're going to go into it in much more detail. But for now, psule hamikdashim is an animal that was kachim, regular, oila, chat, shlomim. It had kedushas hagof. It was supposed to go on the mizbeach, and then it got a mum kavua, a real mum, mum that's not going away. The halacha is that at that point, you could be poida, the animal that has kedusha, transfer the kedusha onto damim, and to a certain degree, the psuli hamikdashim is yoytzel l'chul. Now, to what degree is yoytzel l'chul? So that's a mishnah on daf yedalad. That's sugyas coming up. But to a degree, psuli hamikdashim is treated like chulin. To a degree, it's treated like kachim. So the question is, can I use a seh of psuli hamikdashim to be poided to petach amar? So Gemara says like this: I leave it to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, there's no shaila. Which Rav Shimon? Kiven the Amar Mutabahana. Rav Shimon who says that a petach hamar is Mutabahana. So chulinu, it's chulin. So there's no reason you should not be able to transfer the kedusha, the chulin dige kedusha of the petach hamar onto the psuli hamikdash. Kiti boy lachal bid Rabbi Hud. Questions according to Rabbi Hud. Dama asabana. Who holds that the petach hamar is asabana? Ma ki van the asabana. Being that the petach hamar is asabana, ain't nesachala listen. So maybe you can't take something that's already asur bahana to a certain degree, such as psuli hamikdashim, and now transfer onto it a chalois of something else that's asur bahana. The psuli hamikdashim is a shtikal asur bahana. We'll see that in the Mishnah Daf Yudal. So for example, you can't do work with such an animal. So it has yisuri hana to a certain degree. You can't shear its wool. You can't milk it. To a certain degree, it has yisuri hana. The petach hamar also has isuri hanah according to Rabbi Yehuda to a certain degree. So if that's the case, maybe you should not be able to transfer one chalois isuri hanah onto another chalois isuri hanah. The Gemara uses an interesting sprach to describe it. Why? Because kiven da'aseh ba'anah ein iser chalaliser. This is not your typical ein iser chalaliser. But I can't take something that already is iser. In other words, it's psuli hamikdashim and put on it something else that's iser. In other words, the petach hamar. I don't know. Maybe no. Keep it the light toughest. But yoni afkuri isur me'amuhum. Although it's true, says the Gemara, that when you're paid the petach hamar according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're removing iser from the hamar. But does the seh become asur b'ana? No. The seh is for sure not asur b'ana. Kain's allowed to be nana from it. So although it's true, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the petach hamar is asur b'ana. And when you do the pinyan petach hamar, you're removing the iser, but that iser that you're removing is not bichal on the seh, because the seh is not becoming asur b'ana. So what's the einis achal al iser? The einis achal al iser, that what? That I have psuli hamikdashim, how can I make it asur b'ana? I'm not making it asur b'ana. Now, I'm removing iser, but I don't have that iser being chal on me that there should be a problem of einis achal al iser. So do you say that there's an einis achal al iser digger element over here because I'm removing iser? So how could something that's also remove iser, that should be einis achal al iser? Or no, who cares if I'm using something that's also to remove iser? As long as that iser is not being chal on me, it's a very mamdash shaylo. So maybe there's no problem of einis achal al iser. Zokti Gemara, Omer Amori, Brei, Derev Kahana, Mi Zuter, Maidich. What's this question even? This is a pasuk in Teresh HaBikzav. The pasuk says, Katzvi, now the context of that pasuk is psuli hamikdashim. The pasuk itself doesn't say mefurish psuli hamikdashim. It says rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachal do pasuk v'rechaz Hashem alakecha shenazal v'chol b'chol sherecha tomi v'atari yach yoichlenu katzvi v'ka'ayol. Chazal darshan, the pasuk is referring to psuli hamikdashim, and it says you can eat it katzvi v'ka'ayol. What does it mean katzvi v'ka'ayol? Matzvi v'ayol ain't poidin. Just like you can't be poidin with a tzvi and an ayol. Why not? The first line. Ein poidin loy be'egav loy bechaya. A tzvi is a chaya, and an ayol is a chaya. They're kosher chayas, but they're chayas nonetheless. So you can't be poidin with a tzvi and an ayol. And we see psuli amikdashim are kitzvi v'cha ayol. So too, psuli amikdashim ein poidin, says the Gemara. Hashtas slachi. Now that you just said that, the Rav Shimon nami tzvi v'ayol k'tziv. But we thought, according to Rav Shimon, who holds that the petach hamar is mutabana, for sure you should be able to be poidin psuli amikdashim. There's no side of Ein Esachal Alisser, because the Petach Hamar is not Asa Ba'ana. But if there's a drasha that says Ketzvi V'Kayil, so then the halach is, you would not be able to be poided. Ibailu, another shayla. Ma'u liftois bebehemas shvias. Can I take a behema that has kedusha shvias and use it to be poida Petach Hamar? So a whole bunch of interesting questions as it relates to being poida a petach amar? Can I be poydah with a ben pakua? Can I be poydah with a nidma? Can I be poydah with psulei hamikdashim? These are real shaylas. Another question: can I be poydah with an animal that has kedusha shvias? Now, how does an animal have kedusha shvias? Peiro saaretz have kedusha shvias. How can an animal have kedusha shvias? The answer is, you could be poydah peiro shvias. So what happened was, you had peiro shvias. You transferred the kedusha from the peiro shvias onto the animal. Now the animal has kedusha shvias. So can I take the animal that has kedusha shvias and use it to be poydah the petach hamor or not? What's the question? So the question is like this. Vadai, as it relates to a vadai petach hamor leiti ba'ilach, you for sure can't. You know why? La'achilam rachmar v'leil l'schayr. Because it says, la'achla, that's the right gersa, v'leil l'schayr, you're only allowed to use perish shvias or anything else that has kedusha shvias to eat. You can't use it for anything else. Now, if I have a petach hamor, I'm going to take my seh, use the seh to be paid to the petach hamor. What do I do with the seh? I can't eat it. I have to give it to the kohen. Now I have the petach hamor. But the seh itself I can't eat. So it comes out, I use the seh not to eat. I use the seh, really, l'schayra, to transact. I did business with it. I actually bought my chamor back, if you think about it. I had this chamor that I couldn't use. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was asa ba'anah, we paskin like that. I couldn't touch this chamor. I took a seh, I transferred the kedusha, I handed it to the kohen. I'm not using the seh la'achla. To the contrary, I'm using it to buy back my rights in my firstborn chamor. It's like the 5 slum they use for Binyan Aben. I'm using it to be paid to my son. It's not being used la'achlus. If that's the case, ta'alach of la'achlus v'leil l'schayra would very easily be memay. Kiti boylech, what's the shayla? Sofik. The question was something else. There was never a shayla by vaday petach hamar. The question was, what about a sofik petach hamar? A sofik petach hamar, there, can I use a seh that has kedusha shvias to be paid to the sofik petach hamar or not? What's the question? A libid Rav Shimon, leiti boylech. According to Rav Shimon, there's no shayla to lesli sofik. Rav Shimon holds that a petach hamar is mutabana. If that's the case, if you have a sofik petach hamar, you don't do anything. If you sofik, enjoy it. It's not sofik iser, because not asabana. So you can just use it. So if I could just use it, then there's no shayla. Why? Because I don't have to be paid it. Meaning, leiti boylech, not for any lamdisha reasons. Leiti boylech, because there is no shayla. You don't have to be paid it. Kiti boylech, the Rabbi Yehuda questions are going to Rabbi Yehuda. Who holds that a petach hamar is asabana? If that's the case, if I have a sofik petach hamar, I have to be paid it. But what was the halacha? The halacha that we saw already earlier was that if you have a sofik petach hamar, you have to be paid it, because misofik is an iser, but you don't give it to the kohen, because I'm oitzim mechaveiroi, all of a right. That's the question. Kiven the mafrish tle, vehula atzmoi. I'm going to be mafrish the tle. I'll be paid the misofik my petach hamar, but I'm not going to have to give it to the kohen. So what am I going to do with it at the end of the day? I'm going to eat it. So lach lakarina base. So what's the big deal? I can use a tle that has kedusha shvias for that. Oidulbe, kiven the kamadli mafki, isurile mishteri, kischayritami. Or do you say that it's true? At the end of the day, I'll be able to eat the set. But right now, this second, in order for me to be able to eat the seh, I have to do something. I'm using the seh to buy out the iser and the kedusha of the petach hamar. That act is an act of schayra. So I can't use a petach hamar. I can't use perish shvias or anything that has kedusha shvias for schayra. So then I'm using it for schayra. So on the one hand, it's la'achla, but it's also l'schayra. So la'achla v'loy l'schayra. If all I want to do is eat with it, of course I'm allowed to. If all I want to do is do schayra with it, for sure I'm not allowed to. Over here, there's both elements. On the one hand, I'm going to use it right now to buy out the suffik, dushas, bet chamar. Right, so it's a schayra, but it's all eichatins. At the end of the day, I'm going to keep the say, it's going to be la'achla. That was the shayla, zaktimara toshma. Very straightforward answer. Amr Chizda, behemesh shvias, ein poyde v'saradai. You can't use a seh that has kedusha shvias to be poyde v'adai. Poyde v'sasafik. You could use it for a safik. Amr Chizda said another halacha on the topic of a behemesh shvias. Again, how do you have a behemesh shvias? You had perish shvias, and you transfer the kedusha from the perish shvias onto the behemesh shvias. Behemesh shvias, p'turim na b'chayra. There's no halacha b'char, v'chayeves b'matonois, but you are chay v'matonois. Stam matonois means roya, l'chayayim en keva. P'turim na b'chayra. Why you put them in a bechor? Because what do you do with a bechor? It's a carbon at the end of the day. So you're going to bring it on the mizbeach. Part of the carbon is going to physically be burnt. In other words, the emurim. And incidentally, even though haktar is always referred to as achilas mizbeach, but la'achla means achilas adam. So at the end of the day, you can't bring it as a bechor, because the halacha of la'achla v'leila sreifa says that you can't put anything with kedushas shvi'is on the mizbeach. Thus, it precludes it from having any kedushas bechor. V'chayev is b'matanos, but matanos yeah, the la'achla kriyame, because roi l'chaim and keva eat, and by the kayadim that you give it to mitzvah, o'ichel mi'isas shvi'is. If somebody eats from dough, from shmitah, actually hur mechalasa, while it was tevel, meaning before you were mafresh challah, chayv misa. So challah is to dough what truma is to peiros. In other words, if someone eats truma, he's chayv misa, azar. If a zar eats challah, he's chayv misa. A zar eats tevel, he's chayv misa, misa v'dei shamayim, akaris, misa v'dei shamayim. So if a zar would eat tevel of isa, meaning isa, actually hur mechalasa, he'd also be chayv misa. What about isa shvias? So this is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechta Shvi'as. Ha'oichol mi'isa Shvi'as, ad sheloy hurma chalasa chayav misa. In other words, the laws of Tevel and Chala apply to Isa Shvi'as, just like they apply to ordinary Isa. Frank the Gemara, Akashav, Amai, why? What's the Shalom? Kivin ilu matamyo basrefi. What happens if Chala becomes Tame? Or like Truma becomes Tame, you have to burn it. Now, if that's the case, how could Chala be Chal on Shvi'as? Isn't there a locha of la'achla amar rachman of alayla sreifa? What's the kasha? We just said that there's no kedushas bechar that's chal on a behemah Shvi'as. You know why? Because what do you do with a bechar? What you do with a bechar is part of it has to go on the mizbeach. That's sreifa, la'achla of alayla sreifa. And that halacha of la'achla of alayla sreifa is so fast. It's such a powerful idea that it literally governs how kedusha can be chal. And we say that Kedushas Bechor can't be Chal on a Behema Shvi'as because of the fact that a Behema Shvi'as of Bechor would have to go on the Mizbech, and it's a stira to the concept of La'ach of Le'as. So it's such a festal La'acha that it tells you that even though Bechor, the Torah says, Shoyre Kesav Eis Ki Yivali, not when it's Shvi'as. Because when it's Shvi'as, it's going to trip up with La'ach of Le'as Reifa. So if that's the case, Chala should be the same way. It should never be Chal Chala. Because what happens if the Chala becomes Tame? So the Gemara Shani Hach, here it's different. T'chsev L'doiroi Seichem. Me Reishas Arisoi Seichem Titn Rulash. Hashem Truma L'Doiroi Seichem. And from the words L'Doiroi Seichem, we learn that L'Doiroi Seichem, the future Doiris, every year of the future Doiris, even the Shemitah year. So there's a Riboy that says that it's Chal Chala on Perish Shvi'as. Tanya Nami Hachi, Minayim Lo'ichom Isa Shvi'as, actually Humer Chalas Shechai Misa, Shenema L'Doiroi Seichem. That's before in the Brisa. Veit Gemar V'Ligomar Mino. Why don't we learn from here? Why don't we say that just like, although there's halacha of lach of leila sreifa, L'Doiroi Seichem tells me that it's chal chala on peiros shvi'as, so too it should be chal kedushas bechor on a behema shvi'as, even though there's halacha of lach of leila sreifa. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Hasam ikal achila, hachal ikal sreifa. Chala, you know why it's chal? Because at the end of the day, who said you're going to have to burn the chala? It's only if it becomes tameh. So for that, we have a ribuy of the Doiroi Seichem that says that it's going to be chal kedusha. But as it relates to Bechor, with the sure it's going to go on the Mizbeach, you can't learn from the Doiroi Seichem to tell me that even there it's going to have kedusha. Zok Gemara Nasnoi L'Kayin. The Mishnah said, what happens if instead of taking the Petach Amar being poided with a seh, you actually gave the Petach Amar to the Kayin? So the Mishnah said, Ein HaKayin Rashoi L'Kayimoy, Achi Yafir Seh Tachta. The Kayin himself, he has to be mafresh to say, he can't keep it for himself. Tanina lo hada tana rabbani. So shayil ha petach hamar. Price that says the same thing. Yisrael did add a petach hamar b'tech beis v'amalu ya koyen. The koyen told him, tenehuli, give it to me, v'ani afteo. What do you need the headache for? I mean, I'm a full service. I take the petach hamar, I deal with it from the beginning. I raise a lo yitnu lo. You shouldn't give it to him. Elam came padir b'fon him. You have to make him be poided in front of you. Clearly, we don't trust the Kayan. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Zoysoi Peres, Nechshetu HaKayanim, Alpitrei Chamoirim. Pshita, so the Gemara says, what's Rav Nachman being Mechadish? I mean, it's so obvious that the Mishnah and the Braisa are clearly saying that you don't trust the Kayan. You can't give him the Petach Hamar unless he's pointed in front of you. I mean, clearly that's what's going on here. So the Gemara, no, Mal the Tema, I would have thought, Hanimili Hecha the Machsum on the Mikri. Maybe the Mishnah and the Brais is talking about a Kayan that already has a reputation. He has a track record, he has a resume, he's done this before, meaning where he took the Petach Hamar and he wasn't pointed in front. So maybe Azak Kayan, the halach is, these halachas apply. That's what Rav Nachman wanted to be clear. Rav Nachman said, don't think that this Mishnah and this Braisa is talking about Ayena Koyen. No, no, it's talking about every Koyen. There's a halacha that Nechshetu HaKoyanim HaPitrei Chamoyren. Why? The Moira Heter. What's the Moira Heter, incidentally? The Moira Heter is that, what's the big deal? So,
the seh that you're giving me is going to be mutter, so why can't I take the chamor? Abishlami, the bechor v'behem atayra goes on the mizbeach, but this says mutter, so they'll think that the chamor is also mutter. I could just keep the chamor. I'm taking something that's aser and I'm transferring it onto something that becomes mutter. Doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive, right? The whole concept, according to Rabbi Huda, the petach hamar is aser barna. It's a shtickle counterintuitive, because you have a petach hamar that's aser barna, you're poida with a seh, and the seh is mutter barna. Where'd the kedusha go? So they'll be meiraheta, they'll think the petach hamar is also mutter. So nechshetu akayhanam al pitrei chamorim. They're not chashid in general. They're not chashid on not. It's not like the Ami Oritz that are chashid on trumas and maestras. They're chashid on pitrei chamorim because there's a svara, right, Rashi says, the gosover, keeping the seshe yafrish tacht of yehei shali, lomali luftoisai. Conceptually, it doesn't make so much sense to the kayin, and that's when meiraheta seeps in. Either way, a little bit more. Somebody had a petach hamor. He knew he had to be mafresh a seh. He was mafresh the seh, and then the seh that he was mafresh died before he had an opportunity to give it to the kohen. Rebbe Lezer says, chayav machre yusai. You have to be mafresh another seh. You can't say, I was mafresh a seh already. It died. Okay, so now I get to keep the chamor. No, you have to be mafresh another seh. You have to give it to the kohen. And he said, k'chomish shlam shal ben. It's just like the five shlam of pinyan aben. If you're mafresh, chomish shlam for pinyan aben, and then the five shlam get lost, so what do you have to do? You have to be mafresh another five shlam. There's no reason. This should be different. The chachamim say, in chayav machri yusai. You're not chayav machrayas. Kepidyon ma'is hasheni. We look at it like pidyon ma'is hasheni. What's the halacha by ma'is hasheni? The halacha by ma'is hasheni is that if you're poida ma'is hasheni, you are going to be chayav machrayas. I mean, if you set something aside to be poida ma'is hasheni with, and then that thing gets lost, so the halacha is you don't have, you're not chayav achrayas. So to here, you're not going to be chayav achrayas either. Notice Rabbi Eliezer compared pidyon petach hamar to pidyon haben. The chachamim compared pidyon petach hamar to pidyon ma'is hasheni. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadik al pidyon petach hamar shemeis she'ein kan l'koyin klum. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadik, they both said edus like the chachamim that if someone had a petach hamar, he was mafresh a seh, and then the seh died, the koyin doesn't get anything. In other words, you're not chayev bachrayes. All you have to do is be mafresh. But once you're mafresh, if something happens, you're out of the picture. Meis petach hamar, what happens if your chamar died? So you were mafresh. You have a petach hamar, you were mafresh a seh, and before you had a chance to give the seh, the hamar died. Rabbi Eliezer says, you cover, you have to bury the chamar, umuter bahano asay shatle, and you can keep the seh, the seh is yours. Meaning, if the chamar died before you gave the seh to the kohen, there's no reason you should have to give the seh now to the kohen. You have nothing to be paid. The chamar died, even though you were mafresh while the chamar was still alive. The chachamim ayim in it tzarich likaver. Chachamim say you don't have to bury the petach chamar if it dies. The tle lekayin, as it relates to the tle, you do have to give it to the kohen. So there's a lot going on in this Mishnah. Either way, the first machloikis in the Mishnah was a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. Somebody had a petach chamar. He knew the halacha, tifta, you have to be poided with a seh, he was mafresh a seh, and then the seh died. So the question is, does he have to be mafresh another seh and give it to a kayin? Or do you say he was mafresh a seh, he tried his best, it died, the kayin is the one that loses. Like, who loses because the seh died? Does the kayin lose, or does the mafresh lose? Amar Rav Yosef, so Rabbi Eliezer said, chayev bachrayas, and the chacham said, ein chayev bachrayas. Rabbi Eliezer gave a mashal, he said, you chayev bachrayas, just like you chay bachrayas when it comes to pidyon aben. Five shlam, if you were mafresh and you never made it to the pidyon, you can't show up to the pidyon aben and say, listen, I was mafresh five shlam, I can't find it. Pretty sure I had it in these pants, I don't know where they are. So, I'm sorry. No, about it. You have to find another five shlam. That's the way it works. The chachamim say we compare it to ma'is hasheni. Rabbi Yosef said, my time at the Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, why does he know to compare it to Bechor Adam? Because the pasuk says, ach podei tifta, es bechor Adam, ves bechor abeheme temeya tifta. Torah lumps the two together. Ma bechor Adam chay bachri yusoy, ach bechor abeheme temeya chay bachri yusoy. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, if that's the case, why don't you say, ma bechor Adam mutter ba'na, ach bechor abeheme temeya mutter? Why don't you say that just like a bechor Adam is mutter ba'na, right? You let have ana from your baby, a bechor, for the first 30 days of its life, even before you do pidyon aben. A bechor Adam is not as ba'na. So if we're comparing bechor Adam and bechor behemet meyah, say just like bechor Adam is mutter ba'na, so too the petach hamar should be mutter ba'na. Now we know, is a petach hamar mutter ba'na as bechor Yisrael Shem Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Shimon it's mutter ba'na, according to Rabbi Yehuda it's as ba'na. The Gemara says, v'chitei machinami, if you're going to tell me that maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's mutter ba'na, like Reb Shimon, Vatnan, for sure not. We see it in this Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah say? Meis Petach Hamor, the end of the Mishnah. If the Petach Hamor dies, Rebbe Eliezer said, you cover it. You have to bury it. Why do you have to bury the Petach Hamor? If it was Mutabana, according to Reb Shimon, you wouldn't have to bury the Petach Hamor. Elamai, he also like Rebbe Yehuda, that it's Asabana. The Gemara says, Mayi cover, Lavda Asabana. So the Gemara says, Loi. What it means is you cover Kibchar Adam. Doesn't mean you cover that it's Asabana. You cover just means that being that we compare, Rabbi Eliezer does, Petach Hamor to Bechor Adam, just like Bechor Adam you would bury, Rechmona Litzlan, so too, a Petach Hamor you bury as well. But the Gemara says, Ela Adam, Bechor, Hu Tzarech Kfura, Pasha Leibar Kfura. When it comes to an Adam, only a Bechor needs Kfura. What, a Pasha, someone that's not a Bechor doesn't need Kfura? That can't be what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. That's his halacha, you cover Bechor Adam, only a Bechor Adam needs Kfura. That's not what he means. He means something else. The Oitanya, my Rebbe Eliezer. Besides, we have a brisa anyways. Rebbe Eliezer says, Yisrael sheyeshli sofik petach hamor b'toich beisoy shem mafresh tefel olav u'shaloi. Who holds that if you have a sofik petach hamor, you have to be mafresh tefel? You keep the tefel because it's a sofik and mitzvah revel vera. But who's the one? It's only Rebbe Yehuda. See, Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Then he holds that a petach hamor is asabana. So again, what's the kash? Rebbe Eliezer says that if someone was mafresh aser for pidyon petach hamor, something happened to it. It's gone. Ve'inenu. So the halach is, you have to be mafresh another set. Why? Ki chamesh sloim shomen. It's no different than Bechor Adam. And Rabbi Yosef said, well, what's the tzushtel between Petach Hamor and Bechor Adam? Because the Torah puts them together. The Torah says, es Bechor Adam, ve es Bechor HaBehemet HaMeya Tifter. So if the Torah puts them together, we're makish. I'm afraid the Gemara Kasha. If we have a hekish between the Petach Hamor and the Bechor Adam, a hekish that teaches me halachas, which halacha? That just like there's a chiv achrayas on the pinion of a Bechor Adam. So there's a chiv achrayas on the pinion Petach Hamor. So if that's true, then why do you take the hekish a step further? And why do you say that just like Bechor Adam is mutabana, so to Petach Hamor is also mutabana. And we know for a fact that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that Petach Hamor is also bana. How do we know that? Number one, the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Meis Petach Hamor, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, you cover. What do you have to bury it for? Elamai, it's also about no. And it's a braisa. The braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that if you have a sofik petach hamor, you have to be mafresh aser. What if you be mafresh aser? Obviously, because he holds, it's also about no, so he's sofik, even though you're going to keep the aser, but at the very least, you need to remove the kedusha from the petach hamor. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elamira, Rava, Amakra, it says, ach podei tift. Leptia, he kashte, v'loyal davarach. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef is gerecht. That the pasuk that puts the two together, Bechor Adam, Bechor Behemet Meya, was Rabbi Eliezer's makar to this idea that Pidyon Petach Hamor is Chayav Achrayas. But being that it says Ach Padei Sifta, and Ach is always a miut, Ach and Verakim are always Memayit, Ach is Memayit. It's a miut in the Hekish. The Hekish is only with regards to Padei Tifta, with regards to the halacha's opinion. So as it relates to being Poida Petach Hamor and being Poida Bechor Adam, those halachas are the same. In other words, Yechayav Achrayas, Yechayav Achrayas. But as it relates to the Ikir Kedusha, the Ikir Kedusha, the Isser Hanah of Bechor Adam versus Bechor Behemet Tameh, for that I don't have a Hekish. The Hekish is limited to Ach. It's only with regards to Padei Tifta. As it relates to Pinyon, yeah, but as it relates to Isser Hanah, there the halacha is not.